This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What kind of conservative are you? Are you the type of conservative who's only comfortable with your conservatism when you're amongst friends? Or are you the type of conservative who is a conservative no matter what comes at you? It's a good question, isn't it? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. I want to know. I'm going to test you. I'm going to make you think introspectively about what type of conservative you are. And it's born of a sermon that I heard in my church that asks, what type of Christian are you? Are you the type of person that brings people to Christianity? Do you talk about it? Or do you just feel like, you know what? I show up to church. You know, I do my thing. Maybe you don't even go to church. Maybe you think that you're a Christian because you don't get to go to church. You don't have to go to church. You're like, no. I just go out there. I believe in God. I'm a good guy, blah, blah, blah. I'm good to go. So you're a conservative that says, look, I don't need to go to a rally. I don't need to do anything. I don't need to make people understand how conservative I am. I know I'm conservative. That's all that matters. You know, or maybe you're the type that does go to the rally occasionally, or you know, pay attention to a radio show, or you comment on a blog or something every now and then. But are you preaching it? Are you the one out there going, you hear somebody say something about, I love Hillary Clinton, and you go, how could you possibly love Hillary Clinton? And you just start asking them, you know, let me ask you this about Hillary. Did you know this? Did you know that? Are you an evangelist? The sermon was around suffering. Are you willing to suffer for your fate, you know, for your faith? Are you willing to? And I don't look at, here's the way, what's funny about church to me is that I don't see conservatism as any different than what I call Christian conservatism. The majority of conservatives are Christian conservatives. Now, I'm not throwing out my Jewish brothers and sisters. I'm just saying, whether Judeo-Christian, whatever religious value you have, if you are a conservative, I'm asking you a very simple question. How staunchly are you? Because just like, you know, if you're a Christian, you're supposed to bring people to Christianity, not by saying, look, I'm going to chop your head off if you don't come to Christianity, but by saying, here's my life, good, bad, or indifferent, and here's the story of my life and how I lead it in search of this higher being, that being God. And so, will you join me? Isn't that what you do with conservatives? Isn't that the question we ask ourselves all the time? Why can't we get people to come over? Kevin, talk to black people. I don't understand it. They're supposed to be very religious, but they're not coming over to conservatism. What you're saying is they believe in God. They've got this religious basis. They live their lives as conservatives, but you're really saying Christian conservatives, why do they vote for the devil? That's what you're asking me. You want me to convert a bunch of black folks, and you ain't converting anybody yourselves. How dare you? Oh, man. Yeah, the idea is that it isn't easy. In fact, sometimes it can be difficult. You go out there and you put yourself on the line. When I went to the Black Panther Party, what do they call it? It was a Day of Atonement. And everybody warned me, Kevin, don't go over there, man. You could die. And I was like, no, how am I going to bring these folks over if I don't go talk to the most needy among us? So I did it. And I survived. I think that was in 2010. Maybe 2011. But 2010, 2011. April 23rd. I know that date because that was the date of it. So I went and did that. I spoke to a black audience one time, and they booed me when I went on stage. One time I was going to go on, they told me, how do you want us to introduce you? I said, as a conservative Republican. And they said, Kevin, they're going to boo you if you did. I said, that's okay. That's who I am. I'm a conservative Republican. Announce me. I rebuke thee, Satan. So they went out, they announced me as that. Boo, boo, whatever. I want them over, most of them anyway. People coming up to me afterwards going, yeah, Kev, man, I feel like that. I just don't feel like I can say it. Like, yeah, I know. How conservative are you? How comfortable are you with this? I was saying to a radio friend of mine on his show, I said, it would be easy for me to get up in the morning and dismiss leftists and say, you know what, I don't give a crap about them. I don't care if they have better schools. I don't care if their kids get better educations. I don't care if their kids are in safer neighborhoods or whatever. I don't have to care. Because you know what? They don't care. They don't care about me. But you know what we do? We conservatives, we get up every day and we fight for the improvements, not of our communities. Our communities are fine. We're fighting for improvements in other people's communities. And you know what those clowns do? They belittle us. They demean us. They disparage us in ways that you can't even count them. And that's what you do. You do it every day of your life. You want to know why? Because you see this as a Christian thing to do. It is the right thing to do. You are driven to do it. Even though you may be mad about it, you're driven to do it. And you're going, why do I get up in the morning, go work hard, pay my taxes, knowing some deadbeat isn't taking care of his kids, he's not taking care of his family, he's not taking care of his mom, he's not even taking care of himself. But you do it. Yeah, and let me tell you, getting out there and telling people that you support Donald Trump, you support the initiatives that he has, you voted him in for all the reasons that he's, the things that he's doing, and you're willing to take the barbs, whatever people tell me, you know, Kevin, it would be good if like I was talking to a candidate, and she says to me, Kevin, I was talking to a couple of black guys at a bar, and told them I'm running for office. And the guy goes, how you feel about Trump? And she says, and the conversation kind of ended with that guy, but the other guy was willing to listen. And I said, let me tell you how you need to handle these clowns. I said, when that guy said that, you should have said, you know what's so funny about this? Now, this is a black woman running for Congress. And she's talking to two black guys, just chatting them up, seeing what they're about. And I said, you know what you should have said to him? See, that's the most stupid thing. That's the way the Democrats have taught you how to think is stupid. I'm sitting here right now, potentially going to go sit in Congress to represent you. You will have had a voice that you could tell me what you want, and you ignore it. And you want to know why? Because you want the white guy who's made nothing but promises and delivered nothing. You want to put your faith in him. He's never going to come in this bar, in this restaurant, and sit down and have a conversation with you the way I'm having it. Not your whole doggone life. And you want to know what I feel about Trump. I said, for the record, I think Trump has done a masterful job with black folks. We have the lowest unemployment rate in our history. He made a female general, blah, blah, blah. I could give you all the things that he's done. But you should be more concerned about what I'm going to do for you and the fact that that other guy that you're going to give your vote to is never going to do anything for you. Hasn't been done.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Cook Moranville. Author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at CloserThanYourBreath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I asked the question earlier, what kind of conservative are you? Are you the type of conservative that's willing to get in the game? I was thinking about it. So I have almost 600,000 fans on Facebook. I have 67,000 on Twitter. And I'm sure there's some overlap. And I don't know, let's just say for the sake of discussion that, you know, because some of these people aren't. They just like me for one reason or another, but didn't. They're not hardcore. But let's say I have 250,000 hardcore fans. And they got in the game. And they said, you know what, Kevin? We love the idea that you put your money where your mouth is. You invest in yourself, in your organization. And you've put over $1 million into your own organization. And you haven't gotten it back. But we also like that you work with, you know, underprivileged kids. You get these kids adopted. You're pro-life. You get these kids adopted. And you raise millions of dollars to do it over the period, over well over a decade. Gotten over 1,000 kids adopted. All right? You have kept many children off the streets with these sports programs and things that you've supported. And on and on. You have fostered, you know, black conservatism for the better part of a decade, and you've been a warrior for it. And you've converted thousands, tens of thousands of people over from the dark side to conservatism. Vote how you want, but at least be a free thinker. Be empowered by who you are. And I could go on. I could give you, you know, the play-by-play of what we've done. And then ask yourself, what have you done to help? You as the listener. I mean, I appreciate you listening, but just so let's say it's at 250,000 people. And once a month, I'm just using this as an example. I'm not asking you for this. But if they once a month, they gave a buck, $250,000 bucks, that we could go out and do, you know, what I think is God's work, spreading the word of conservatism. If we did that, what would happen? There's a way to do it. I mean, like I said, I could sit out here. If this were a church, I swear to you, I would be, we would have millions of dollars in our coffers, and we would be building buildings all over the country. Not as big as the Catholic Church's buildings, but we'd be building buildings. And we would be evangelizing the conservative message all over the country. The only thing that stops it is I don't focus on it. If I were better at it, you know, kept our little donate here button and talked about, you know, getting money to us and all that, man, we'd be rolling. But that's the conservative movement. The conservative movement is that collectivism that allows you. We got all these people out there doing amazing stuff, man. I promise you, people listening to me, you're going, yeah, Kevin, I help kids get adopted. I adopted kids, or I work on this program, or I worked on this project. I did Habitats for Humanity. We took all that energy, rolled it into one, and said what we were doing for the world as pragmatists and conservatives. How many churches are out there doing these types of things? Gathering up school supplies right now for kids getting ready to go to school to help those that can't afford to do that. The church I go to, they did it when the teachers went on strike. They provided daycare for the deal was, but there were some of the teachers that still had to go in or whatever. I don't remember the details, but they provided daycare, and they had 70 families that they provided daycare for. And of those families, 26 of the parents' families joined my particular church, because they were so overwhelmed that there was somebody that was thinking ahead of what their needs were going to be. That's what we do all day long in the conservative movement, is we anticipate the needs of others and we respond. And the problem is we do it and we bootstrap it, or we don't think about how to continue to do it and in a constructive way, where we gather it all together and let people know, this is what we do. This is what we did. This is how we handled this. Let me tell you, you should be bragging about being a conservative. You should be ecstatic about being a conservative. And I know you're going to catch some heck, man, because you know what? That's just the way it is. People have decried the folks out there playing by the rules, doing it right. But I promise you, playing by the rules in the long haul is going to get you what you want out of life. It'll get you a satisfaction that no amount of money can provide you. Sure, George Soros is a very wealthy man. He's going straight to hell upon his death. And I can tell you right now, no matter how great his life is, I wouldn't trade a second of mine for his. I don't think many of you would either. So a friend of mine says, just walked into a liberal-run bookstore, asked for Trump's new immigration book. The owner says, get the hell out. And I said, yep, that one. But speaking of bookstores, Steve Bannon was accosted in a bookstore in Virginia. You heard this story? So he's in there, I don't know, looking for a book. And somebody sees him. Now, he's no longer part of the Trump administration, so he should be off limits to terrorist Mad Max's, you know, thing where she wants people to go out and beat up on conservatives. But no, it didn't apply. So the owner of the bookstore calls the cops on the lady who's berating Steve Bannon. I don't know what happened. I don't know whether she was a big old girl and, you know, was like grabbing Steve by the neck. You know, the way Darren Wilson grabbed Michael Brown Jr. by the neck from the car. Said, I'm going to kill you. Or maybe she was, you know, reaching her purse like she's going to get a gun. Who knows? But the bookstore owner, he calls the police. And let me tell you what social media. Social media leftists are like, yeah, calling the cops on a woman because she's, you know, trying to threaten Steve O'Bannon. What's the big deal? See, they don't care. Steve O'Bannon could have been shot. He could have been the next Scalise.
Steve O'Bannon shot while reading a book
on practicing about base, practicing baseball.
Yeah.
I don't know what book he was getting. I don't even care. I know this. You shouldn't be harassed because of your political views, but it happens all the time. Look, I've seen people wearing Obama shirts, bumper stickers, whatever. I didn't want to harass them. Thought they were ignorant. I didn't want to harass them. Mitch McConnell, the other day, I got to hand it to Mitch. He didn't have a whole bunch of bodyguards. And he got into a Toyota, like a 4Runner. I don't think he was driving. And then there was one guy with him that was, you know, making sure nobody was bothering. But Mitch McConnell gets heckled. The guy's like, "We know where you live, Mitch." But he didn't call him Mitch. He called him female dog. And this is more of the Maxine Waters fallout, right? We don't do that to people. I mean, look, I've been to town halls and picketed and, you know, yelled out and things like that. But I would never, never go to somebody's house to threaten them. I might go there as part of the Alinsky tactics to let them know we're not letting up. But I wouldn't threaten them. I wouldn't go up to them in a restaurant and destroy their meal with their families either. I wouldn't do something crazy like that. But the left will, but they're far worse. They're far worse. You don't know what they're, I mean, I'm just telling you, they are, people, when I say things like this, people are like, "Kevin, you're going too far on the radio." I'm like, going too far what? To tell you that a leftist is willing to kill you? Ask Scalise. Ask him if they're willing to kill him. And the many other people they would have tried to kill at a softball game because somebody differed with somebody's ideology. I don't know many conservatives, certainly any that I would consider to be real conservatives, who are willing to kill you because they differ with your ideology.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A Colorado man faces 3 counts of murder after his pregnant wife and 2 young daughters disappeared earlier this week. Chris Watts was taken into custody Wednesday and was charged with the 3 murders today. Colorado Bureau of Investigation Director John Camper spoke earlier today at a news conference.
At this point, we have been able to recover a body that we're quite certain is Shanann Watts' body. We have strong reason to believe that we know where the bodies of the children are, and recovery efforts are in process on that.
Music legend Aretha Franklin passed away today at the age of 76 years old. She was suffering from pancreatic cancer. Fonzie Thornton was a background singer for Franklin.
To be singing hoot, just a little bit. I mean, it's the dream of all dreams.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right. I love watching you guys respond back to people on Twitter and do your thing. You're so smart out there, you conservatives. You pragmatists. That's what I call you. We should be the pragmatist party. Even though the Republican Party's got a great history, pragmatists is all the better. Oliver McGee, a friend of mine on Twitter, said this. He says, how to eat for free. Number one, order food. Two, eat food. Three, put on MAGA hat. Four, get kicked out for being conservative. Five, don't pay. I love it. What a great, I mean, I don't want to call it a scam because it's what the left seem to want. I think the big backfire is going to be when wearing the MAGA hat is a sign of, you know, of power, empowerment. That day is going to come. Don't make no mistake about it, folks. There will be a time when somebody will attack somebody with a MAGA hat and they're going to get the crap beat out. And I'm not talking about you attack me and my MAGA hat and I beat the crap out of you. That's a whole other thing. I'm talking about there are going to be other people going, oh, so you're one of those. And they're going to find out there's 15 people for every anti-Trump person out there because it's coming. I know it. The left, they don't want to believe that. But it is coming. Trust me. Campus Reform, I'm not going to play this right now, but they did a thing where they went out and they told these kids somewhere in New York, students, that Trump had selected a Supreme Court justice. And you should hear the comments, the idiocy that comes out of these kids' mouths. Should we get to that? You want to do that? Okay, let's go ahead and do it now. I didn't want to, but here's the thing. When you listen to this, and I'm going to dissect it afterwards, but I want to get your observations about this because it just goes to show you how strong a narrative can be and how we have to fight against that narrative. So here's Campus Reform. I don't know the guy's name. He says it. And he's interviewing college kids, and he says he's pretending that Donald Trump has made a Supreme Court selection, and he just says, what's your reaction? And I want you to just pay attention to all the things because there's a lot of nuance in their responses. So here it is.
I'm Calvin Phillips of Campus Reform. Today we're in New York City talking to students about President Trump's Supreme Court pick. The only thing is he hasn't made that pick yet. Will people still have opinions on who it was, though? Let's find out. I think the big thing that's been in the news today, Supreme Court, Justice Kennedy stepping down. So there's a vacancy. All week people were worried about who it was going to be. This week he made his announcement. What's your reaction to the justice that he nominated today?
I'm honestly not surprised by his choice, but that's just worse for us.
I just saw the pick and I was like, it's almost at a point where you kind of expect that it's not going to be what you want.
He's quite, you know, extreme in his views, and I don't know if it would make the Supreme Court very even.
I see it all over the news that, like, he's like, racist and shit.
This new, like, nominee is very racist, and I think it's starting a new wave of something
something very negative, and I'm really scared about what happened in the future and my choices he'll make.
And so what reaction have you seen on social media today after the news?
Oh, outrage, as it should be.
If this is just a reoccurring thing, he keeps doing this with different positions and just doing whatever he wants, abusing his power.
Do you feel like his pick is an abuse of power?
Basically, yeah.
His entire cabinet and everyone he's chosen has been the white supremacist Legion of Doom, and it's dangerous to everyone who looks like me.
You feel like the Supreme Court nominee today kind of falls in that same line?
They should all wear white hoods and burn crosses at the Capitol, because that's exactly the move. That's what they're going for.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That was a group of students talking about the SCOTUS pick before it was even made. And you could argue and say, well, Kevin, they knew what was going to be made because of the way, Trump had already put out the list and so on and so forth. And I guess technically you'd be right about that. But, I mean, you have to at least wait until he says, I mean, this is who I'm actually picking. But what? I don't even care about that. Here's what I care about. I care about what they said, not knowing that the pick hadn't actually been made. I think that's more telling, and I think that's what we should be focused on. Because if you listen closely, it's all talking points. That's all it is. Well, he's a racist, and it's funny. You can tell they don't know who it is, or you knew he wasn't going to put him on the spot. Say, you know, do you even actually know anything about her, you know, his or her role? And he used his in a couple of instances where it could have been a woman. He was very ambiguous. I'm talking about the interviewer. And they, without knowing, they sort of said, okay, I'm going to pretend like I know, and I'm going to say a talking point, and that'll get me through this very awkward situation of just being able to say, no, I hadn't heard. See, that's the thing. It's like dealing with one of your kids. I don't know if you have kids. I've got 4 sons, and I'll tell you this. You ask them a question, and little kids are great liars. Did you do that? No. And you go, but I know you did. No, I didn't. And you could have seen them do it. And the thing about it is, that's a childlike quality. Because what it means is, you're not willing to stand up and be an adult and accept the responsibility. Children believe if they lie to you, they can skirt the responsibility. And I'm telling you right now, the quicker you outgrow that in life, the better. The quicker you're able to accept responsibility. These kids, you know, I'm guessing 19, 20, 21-year-olds, are still in the kid stage. They don't have the heart to say, yeah, what do you think about President Trump's Supreme Court pick? It's a very simple thing to say, please enlighten me. Tell me who he picked. That should be the next thing out of your mouth. Not a single one of them said it. Now, I don't know how many people he interviewed. In all fairness, I don't know whether he got, you know, that's a subset of X number of people. But I would venture to tell you, I would be willing to bet you that the majority of the people that he talked to either just brushed him off and didn't say anything. But of everybody that he interviewed, I would be willing to bet you there weren't 10% of them, and I know that's stretching it, who actually said, I didn't know he made a pick. Because that would have ended the interview, or he could have gone on to say, well, hey, interesting thing that you announced it, or you no, you're right, he hasn't. I was, you know, good job. You know, but they just answer the question. Well, you know, and you can tell the way they answer that their minds have been shaped. Oh, Trump's a racist. Trump's a sexist. Trump hates black people. Trump this, without any knowledge. That should be scary. And by the way, that's the thing that I tell people all the time. That's the gap you want to bridge. What you have to understand is that those kids, those students, are willing to lie to themselves and lie to somebody and to feel that way without even knowing. How do they get there? And what do you need to do to shape them back? How do you get them to come back? Because they're like kids. They don't want to tell you. It's a simple thing to go, look, I didn't know. I don't know. Please tell me. Who did he pick? I mean, I was asked this question on a radio show today, and I went, I don't really know much about the Supreme Court justices. I have to believe that Trump is going to pick somebody like Gorsuch, and I believe that. Now, if they'd said the same, something similar, you know, I don't know who he picked, but if it's along the lines of Gorsuch, I don't agree with that philosophy. I'd understand it. But they blatantly lie. And that, I think, is pathological. That's the type of thing that we, as a culture, allow to happen. We allow these kids to remain kids. You wonder why they're snowflakes and they need the crying closet and they need their safe zones and they need their trigger words. They still can't face the truth. They can't formulate something that says, you know, I hate to admit this, but I haven't really been paying attention to politics. Can you please enlighten me on who he picked? And then start asking questions. There's no dialogue. It's straight up, Trump's a racist. Trump says it is Democrat talking points backed by nothing. Like I said, if you tell me, well, given that the president has a propensity to talk, you know, I'm a progressive and I'm a bit concerned about how he will stack the courts against, you know, us in some of the things that, you know, I think are you know, progressive movements, for example, marriage between, you know, the LGBT in the LGBT community or whatever. That's a very good. OK, I get it. You're concerned that marriage will be under attack. It won't just be between a man and a woman. You're concerned about Roe versus Wade. You're concerned about what. That's an intellectual discussion we can have. Because my answer would just be, well, hey, what do you think was the answer with Kagan? And of Sotomayor. When Barack Obama picked them, we knew these were two hardcore leftists who would not support Roe v. Wade. I mean, support the life of a human being or et cetera. But we took it. We didn't fight it. We took it. So what do you think you have to do? You think we have to now, you know, essentially capitulate to you based on your whims? No, we're going to put people in place that think like we do. That's to the victor goes the spoils. Now that's an intellectual discussion we can have. The left don't like to have that.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
But Scott, do you think that any of it has to do with President Trump's own words or actions? Let me put up a few of them that people have called racist. He was accused, as you know, throughout the 70s of discriminating against minorities at his rental properties. In fact, he settled a case about that. That was in 1973, 1978, and 1992. He perpetuated birtherism, as you know, saying that President Obama wasn't born here, called Mexicans entering the country rapists and criminals. He refused to renounce David Duke, as you may recall. He said the Central Park Five were all still guilty, despite DNA evidence to the contrary. He said a judge could not be impartial because he was had Mexican heritage, I should say. He said there were fine people on both sides of these Charlottesville protests that involved white supremacists. He attacked NFL players for kneeling during the anthem. He referred to Haiti and African countries as blank hole countries. So, Scott, do you really think it's just the polarization of the public, or do you think that it's possible that Donald Trump is responsible for some of this feeling?
Well, some of the examples you cited, I mean, just because you disagree with people kneeling doesn't make you a racist.
Okay, but
just
how about the other
you,
ones?
Good
you know,
God
you know, I mean,
how about the ones about
the
Charlottesville?
But the and look, as you know, I've been on this show with you guys, and I have disagreed at times with the president's language.
Yeah,
I don't agree
do
with
some of
some
the stances
he's taken. And, no, I don't believe they're racist. I just believe they are not well informed, and I believe they might
wow.
be the wrong tone.
Yeah,
at the
KKK.
Time. I don't believe
the KKK
is
just is looking for a discount on linen. It's not, you know, a racist organization. They just wear sheets when they get up at night and sleepwalk. Here's the problem: this kind of grievous moral equivalency between, hey, they said Obama was something, they disagree with him, they were polarized, now they're looking at Trump. Here's a guy who was called Haiti and African nations asshole countries. Here's a guy who, in 1973, as you already indicated, was found in a judgment by the Department of Justice to be a discriminatory person when it came to black people.
Landlord.
Consistently. The Central Park Five, he called for their death, and even after they were exonerated, he still said it was outrageous. The reality is that we're talking about Neil deGrasse Tyson. He looks at stars. He looks through telescopes. Is he an astrophysicist? Well, the reality is this. Donald Trump talks like a racist, thinks like a racist, makes statements like a racist, conjures emotions that give succor and support to white supremacists and white nationalists. Yeah, he's a racist, because racism is as racism does. So this attempt to avoid it, and here's the problem. Martin Luther King Jr. said, it's not the white supremacists who are the problem, it's white moderates and conservatives who tend to be complicit with that by trying to dismiss it.
Wow. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson's show. Michael Eric Dyson, who is one of the, I mean, I would love to debate this clown. This is the dude that's a clown. And it's funny, Allison Camerata, when she's laying out this case of racism for Donald Trump, the discrimination lawsuit, look, do your research on your own. I will tell you this, there are black people who will not rent to other black people, who are much more egregious than Donald Trump in that lawsuit. But go do your own research. I'm not even going to bother with it. The idea that Obama not being born here is a racist comment, that's ridiculous. It's not even that he wasn't born here, that he wasn't constitutionally American. Everybody knew Barack Obama's mother was a white American woman. They questioned the location of his birth. Nothing racist about that. Not denouncing David Duke. We talked about this earlier, where Jake Tapper just grilled Keith Ellison, saying, you're guilty by association of what Farrakhan says. And Keith Ellison was like, well, how can I be guilty about what somebody else says? Same rule applies here. He didn't denounce David Duke. Why does Donald Trump have to denounce David Duke? That doesn't make him guilty of that. The Central Park Five, because they were black, and if they had been white, would he have had the same reaction? Probably. No race there. The judge of Mexican heritage. Donald Trump was right to bring that up and say, this is a guy who's a Clinton appointee. I don't think this guy's going to treat me fair based on what people are trying to say about me with Hispanics and given his political persuasion. Nothing racist there. A fact. NFL kneelers had nothing to do with racism. If it had been white guys kneeling for Black Lives Matter and not supporting the flag, Donald Trump would have had identical reactions, and I can tell you, so would we. It's calling the fine people on Charlottesville on both sides of the issue. I would be mad at Trump for saying that the left are fine people on that side of the issue. The left were doing nothing but causing trouble. And were there white supremacists out there? Sure there were. But that doesn't mean, who is he referencing? He's not referencing them. There's nothing racial there. And Haiti and Africa, I'm going to tell you right now. I've been to certainly to many African countries. I've never been to Haiti. But I'll tell you this. I can tell you about the African countries. They are crap hole countries. End of story. None of it's racist. But that's how they play it. That's Michael Eric Dyson is a clown. This is a guy that can't look at anything, any particular piece of legislation without making it racist, racial. And I'll put it to you this way. If you put every single thing and you change Trump's name to Obama, you wouldn't hear a peep come from Michael Eric Dyson. Not a word. Now, the reason why I brought this up was I wanted to talk about this new piece of legislation that's come out, and it has to do with lynching. Senators Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, and Tim Scott, the Republican Tim Scott, the Senate's black lawmakers, rolled out legislation, get this, to make lynching a federal crime. Now, when you here's what I want to explain to you guys and why the difference between Kevin Jackson and these so-called Republicans and these conservatives. Tim Scott should have never put his name on this. This is ridiculous. It's an anti-lynching bill. Tim Scott is giving the Democrats cover, and he's doing something really silly. Now, here, let me tell you what the legislation does. It makes lynching, get this, the willful act of murder by a collection of people assembled with the intention of committing an act of violence upon any person punishable as a hate crime. Lynching, and this is what they wrote. Harris wrote this in a statement. Lynching is a dark, despicable part of our history, and we must acknowledge that lest we repeat it. Why would you, as Tim Scott, put your name on that? It isn't part of the Republican history. It's part of the Democrat history. Tim Scott should have said, I support this legislation in the sense of Democrats needing to protect America from their heinous acts. Because we don't know what these clowns will do. They will, you don't know, they will shoot you at your baseball practice. They will stab you and beat you down while you're mowing your yard or you're out picking up your mail as they did Senator Rand Paul. You don't know what these people will do. They are crazy, unhinged. They will want to cut your head off and hold it up to the public, threaten to bomb the White House, Madonna. They will do all kinds of things. But here's Senator Scott wanting to do something symbolic, right? And he says this. Booker added that Congress's inability to pass anti-lynching legislation is a travesty. Really? Because you know what? Black people are walking around America going, man, I could be lynched at any minute. In addition to Booker and Harris, who they, this is the article, who are both viewed as 2020 presidential House, White House contenders, 18 other Democratic senators and independent senators are supporting the legislation. Bernie Sanders and Angus King. Scott, the Senate's only black GOP senator, is the only Republican who has signed on to the bill. This measure is certainly well past due, and I'm glad to be able to join in the efforts that will underscore the severity of this crime, Scott said. Man, I swear to you, this is why I cannot stand Republicans. Tim Scott would dare put his name on legislation and now become part owner in the history of lynching in this country. The very group of people, Republicans, the party, who was called the anti-lynching party, and you put your name on that legislation, man, oh, I wish, honest to God, I wish I could have just slapped him. How dare you? To get the bill through the Senate, they got to have 60 senators, or they pass the bill by a voice, make a deal to pass it by a voice vote. Senator Mitch McConnell was asked recently if he was supporting anti-lynching law, and he was surprised Congress hadn't already passed one. Gosh, I thought we did that many years ago. Honestly, I thought about it. I thought that was done back during LBJ or some period like that. But if we need one at the federal level, I would certainly support it. I'd support it. But I'd support it going, you know what? We need to protect America from Democrats. So I fully support an anti-lynching law. Congratulations, Kamala Harris and Cory Booker. In fact, I'm going to make a video about that. This bugs me, man. They said, I'm reading this, wholly necessary and appropriate. That's what they call this, wholly necessary and appropriate. They wonder why I call it climate.